May I have the list of those, and is there anyone who is not on the list? Pat, just bring it to me and I'll take additional names.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Point of information before, or point of order, Mr. Chair.
It's really.
We didn't say it before, but I think that have to do. We need to housekeeping.
Speak loud.
Mr. Joseph Davis is always recording. We should have the official recording that he's making input in the.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Into the website.
Well, considering that previous recordings have not been posted, that would be a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
Okay, we have, it looks like 12 people. So divided by 30 minutes. Who's the math whiz here? Where's Ryder? 12 people.
One and a half.
Yeah, we'll go 3 minutes. It's a minimum of half an hour, so we're going to, and if you folks don't go for 3 minutes, it will help us to get through our agenda, which is a very full one. Monica Howland, 3 minutes.
Does anybody not want to be in the picture?
That is not an option.
This is a problem.
I know, but I would.
Monica, would you please stand? No.
How about infinitive, please, Monica?
You will be able to stand.
I think it's not protocol for anybody like a chair.
All right.
How about in front?
Okay. I brought prepared speech because I want to make sure I say everything that I wanted to say. My name is Monica Howland. I'm a part of the Voices at Work staff, which airs on Fridays at 8 o'clock. On October 27th, the Voices at Work staff noticed what we thought could be a bed bug on the headrest of one of the blue chairs in the studio. We killed and left the bug in the hands of the prison show, who then handed it off to station personnel / management. On Tuesday, October 31st, we sent an email to all of you on the LSB, and also to Bill Crozier, and also to Larry Winters, requesting that an inspection be done by a licensed pest control firm. By November 21, 3 weeks later, and not having received any kind of acknowledgement to the initial email, we sent a second email. Finally, on November 26, we received a minimal response from Larry Winters. In his response, Larry said, and I quote, "I have interviewed other programmers and they have not seen or been bothered by bed bugs, but I have contacted an exterminator to meet and advise on what needs to be done," end quote. And I might add at this point, he never tried to reach out to anybody on Voices at Work to discuss our observation. Now, I hear through the grapevine that a bed bug inspection finally happened on Friday, December 8th, and that bed bugs were in fact found in the station. So, it took from October 31st to December 8th, 39 days to get an inspection conducted. During these 39 days, everybody entering the station, all of us going into the control booth, were being exposed unnecessarily to bed bugs. Okay, so that's behind us. But going forward, I would again request that KPFT management feel that they make available to everybody that is routinely going into the building a full report of the inspection results and details of how it will be addressed. Since not all extermination methods are equally effective, this is important so that programmers, staff, and volunteers can decide if they would like to modify their interactions with KPFT to better protect themselves during the decontamination process. For instance, after we saw the bed bug, we discontinued going into the studio and doing live programming. We pre-recorded everything.
Thank you very much.
Can we get a report? Bill, can we get a report?
We can't speak to you during this period,
okay,
but we will.
But can we get a report?
Thank you.
I would like to see her written statement put into the record of the meeting, minutes of the meeting tonight.
Without objection. So done. Judy Emerson. And the next speaker after Judy Emerson will be Marjorie Landry. Judy?
Excuse me. I guess I'm supposed to be over here. Anyway, I want to thank you for finally getting on with the meeting. Why does it take so long? What is the deal? Y'all guys got to get it together so we can get going. You know, we keep going to 10:30 and we're not even close to finishing. So, please.
Thank you. Marjorie Landry, followed by Alana Perrine.
I'm Marjorie Landry. This is my first meeting of the LSB, although I've been a listener since the inception and a sustaining donor for about 35 years. I'm mortified that this is what goes on at the board meetings. I really am. I mean, where is the business? When are y'all going to do the business of this organization? No wonder we have to beat on doors to get money. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm embarrassed.
That's all I have to say.
Alana Perrine, followed by Ron Blake.
Okay, as a business partner, I listen to KPFT. We have some very good programs, some of my favorites, like Pickleberry, Peopleology, Jazz Spotlight, Arab Voices. I could go on and name quite a few more. But I also listen about half the time to KUHF because they got some really good programs too, like Think, Texas Standard, Houston Matters, TED Radio Hour, and some others. I wonder whether we might be able to sell some of our locally produced programs to other radio stations that are not part of Pacifica, but anyway, that's just an idea I was throwing out there, and I do like the variety of programming that we have on the station, so thank you very much.
Ron Blake, followed by Janet Wind Walker Jones.
I'm Ron Blake. I'm from Liberty, Texas. I don't get into Houston very much, but I've been receiving such a flurry of contentious emails from one committee or another that I'm a part of. I had to come see the zoo myself, and it is that. I have a lot of respect for Ted and our good friends. I have a lot of respect for Robert's Rules of Order, but I think this... There's something
missing.
Something wrong. I don't know what it is. We all love this station. What in the hell are we doing that even reflects love? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. This body tonight has sounded much more like a judicial body than a supportive body. In reading through the agenda, I see one trial after another. A trial? I'm for a strong executive at the station, if that executive is capable of making decisions that are positively moving the station forward, and fundraising, and public awareness, and most importantly, in community. We are and have been a community radio station. This community is reflecting a community that's falling apart. That's all I have to say.
Good.
Janet
good talk.
Windwalker Jones, followed by Nancy Sabah and Artemi. Is Janet Windwalker? Oh, thank you. Sorry.
I shortened that to Windwalker. And I don't physically reside here in Bristol. When I come here, it is to participate in a lot of community activity founded around the university and the belief and the foundations of what this radio station purports to be here to serve. One of my areas of expertise over the years has been in the area of parliamentary and dealing with problems. Others have been in a diverse array of relations or within multiculturalism and social justice and facilitating group dynamics and discussions. I'm deeply saddened by the pulse of this organization that has unraveled to the point of non-functional activity. I can only say that your board members here have done their due diligence, done their job, have investigated their idea of what is happening and what they had to do about it. And they followed those rules to the degree that that's true, then the community and the board itself has to honor and pull together and support that. And if someone is not right for a particular position, it's not about an individual. It's about the good of the community and the radio station and the organization. And I would pray that that's the way you continue and begin to show the love for one another, that you want this community to show for one another in the collective that makes it worthy of you being a voice box for everyone and worthy of people supporting the mission.
Before I call and Nancy Sidewell and Naratomi, I want to address something that is in the Pacifica bylaws, and that is that these are open and public meetings, and you do not have to identify yourself by name, but there are no restrictions on recording, photographing, filming whatsoever. This is the archive of this meeting can be posted anywhere and everywhere. And so if you wish to speak and you don't want your name mentioned, let me know. Otherwise, what I stated, I think, is sufficient. All right, Nancy Sarbar and Artemi for 3 minutes.
I'd like to tell you, we don't hate...
You're addressing the board.
No. Yeah. We don't hate each other. Yeah, I would rather address the public. we don't really hate each other, but there are some things when your rights to be heard are trampled on, it's a violation of the bylaws. And there are four members in our network. If you listen to the PNB meetings, they're on kpfdx.org, and they are streamed live. I recommend you listen, take a listen. And it's just like our government. What's happening in our government? People don't have time to look at C-SPAN all day. They don't know what's going on. But if they did, they'd get hopping mad sometimes. And so what is happening is 8 times Bill Crozier and Robert Mark and Rhonda Garner, our representatives in the PNB, have voted to silence other members of the PNB. And when they call for procedures out of order or something, and then they lower their volume. This is a violation of the bylaws. Okay. And the other contentious part is a new, brand new finance committee was passed through this PNB, and it's called Contracts and Compensation. And it's got only 5 members, the ED, the CFO, the operations officer, the finance chair, that's the only representation, and then a lawyer to be appointed. So Bill Crozier, as our ED, has control of 3 of those 5 positions. They meet in secret. They do expenses between $10,000 and $100,000. They don't have to ask the board for any approval. This is against the bylaws. The bylaws say the PNB, the Pacific National Board, has full control. And in this Contracts and Compensation Committee that was passed July 27th, so if y'all look at the minutes, you'll see the whole thing. And it says, we allow the ED to spend anything he needs for an emergency. You know what he did? When the Sharon Brown lawsuit was decided, on the very day it was decided that she was unfairly taken off the PNB, unfairly taken off the LSB, and should return to the LSB position and PNB position, he appealed. He hired a lawyer and appealed. There was no asking of the Pacifica National Board. This is going to be a lot of more money going away. My 3 minutes are up?
10 seconds.
Oh, okay. So there is contentious. There are some people in Pacifica that want Pacifica to go down. That's why it's getting so contentious. Some people want to save it. Some people don't want it to go in bankruptcy. Some people are doing things that are putting us into debt, like Mr. Crozier.
Thank you. Teresa J. Allen, followed by George Ryder.
No, I don't want to be on film. Mm-hmm.
This is a public meeting, Teresa. You're a famous person.
Is this not bullying? Do I have a right to say I don't want to be on camera or not?
No, you don't.
I just said so.
You don't mind. If you watch the movie KPFA on the Air, you'll see that frequently at Pacifica stations, people who have participated in Pacifica stations are the voiceless. We encourage the voiceless, and so we have disenfranchised people that occasionally end up fighting among themselves, often for airtime. So this is not unusual to have contentiousness and challenges on our local station boards. But I do feel that some of the activities that we have allowed for the last several years by the chairs has been bullying. There have been people in public comment who have actually got in board members' faces, and you, Mr. Chair, have allowed that at times, and sometimes you've been called on it and sometimes not. I think that Robert Mark, although he was an attorney and felt that he could defend himself, was frequently bullied and mistreated on this board. And I think that Alexandra Hunter has been bullied by emails by members of this board and other people. And let's go to the situation involving the ARDC and the COI. At the trial of Mr. Mark, Someone said, oh, Mr. Mark, you didn't want the ARDC to happen. Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee was started back, I think, in 2002. I was on this committee, and at one time someone said, let's just call it the Diversity Committee, and there were people that fought that. The national bylaws were passed after ARDC was passed, and they started what's called the COI, the Committee of Inclusion. That's in the national bylaws, and it states that we are to have a Committee of Inclusion. However, we stopped the ARDC during the term of Robert Mark. He does not speak for all 24 people on our local station board. He was the chair, and yet people in his trial found him guilty of quashing the ARDC. The fact of the matter is, as has frequently been said to Mr. Weisgel, the COI can do everything that the ARDC has been doing. And we've ignored the COI
10 seconds.
To spend our attention on the ARDC, which is a base of support for you, Mr. Weisgel.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
George Ryder, followed by Rick.
So if this seems like a contentious meeting, it's because there is a power struggle going on here. The power struggle is about who's going to be elected to the national board in January. The reason people are being, and this is my take on this thing, you can accept it or not as you like, the reason people are being brought up on trials and their votes being removed is so that when that January election comes, there are people here who have been removing their votes will have enough votes to put the people that they want on the board, on the national board, which has really control of the whole thing. In fact, the votes on removing Bill and Robert Mark were majority votes. They're required to be two-thirds. That is actually part of the bylaws. And whether you think it's wrong to be part of the bylaws or not, it is part of the bylaws, and no motion which opposes the bylaws is valid. And who gets to decide what the bylaws means? Well, it's the PNB, and this is a committee of the PNB. So that's the reality of what's actually happening here. To speak to your question about why is it that we're engaged in this? Why is it? I mean, really, no one here has very much power in the whole situation. We have 30 days in which to come up with a solution. It isn't going to happen by the next board. This board's going to have to decide it. But I think it's our powerlessness that leads to our chewing on each other. It's our powerlessness that leads to us not seeing each other as decent human beings, not recognizing each other as just as good as we are, and finding what's wrong with them. Not what we need, not what do we have to do, what are our limitations of being able to change this, but there's something wrong with somebody out there who's really making it all the trouble. As soon as you hear that going on, you know there is no love in the room, there is no rationality, there is no possibility of actually working together to do something for this station. I don't know how to ask that we do that in a way that it actually works, because we're so committed to being right about our worlds and how we know who's right. We know who's telling the truth. We're so certain about it. We can't let that go. We can't see the other person as someone just like us, feels the same way, acts the same way, has the same relation to love and fear as we do. And anger.
Rick, followed by Sister Mama.
Hi, I'm Rick Potoff. The previous speaker said most of the things that I wanted to say. But I still want to ask the board, what did happen at Robert Mark's trial. I mean, the public doesn't know. I don't know, and I run the Friends of KPFT, but I haven't seen anything. So, you know, that's one thing that the board needs to do, is if you're going to have trials, you should post public comments about what happened at the trials, you know, so that, you know, people won't think that, you know, you're on just some sort of, you know, secret power trip. And that's all I have to say.
Sister Mama, followed by the last public comment for tonight, which will be Pat Hartwell.
I hadn't planned on speaking at all tonight because I've been going through a lot of personal grief. Just found out two other people in my life just died because I've been here. But what I wanted to say is, this is so ridiculous. This is like, I said, this is like going to a kindergarten class. And somebody said, no, at least give them third grade. But no, I'm going back to pre-K. This is ridiculous. And I guess I get so upset because I've seen the racist thread that is going on with this board. Oh, no, they're not racist. Yes, yes, many of you all are. Yes, many of the things you all have done have been racist. Yes, I'm sick and tired of it. You know, when I wasn't here for the Robert Marks trial, but I do know what happened with the Hail Hitler salute and all of that and all of this other craziness. But if we are to be role models for those coming behind us, then you all have just dropped the ball. This is ridiculous, to act like children, worse than children. You know, I always say my little, I'm going to end with a little song. I'm not going to sing it tonight because I'm not in a singing mood, but this is crazy, y'all. KPFT, it used to be ours. We felt like it was ours. Now I don't know who it belongs to. But that racist thread is still here. And you can feel it in the room. Those of you who can't feel it because you've never been on the other end of it, but it's here. And as I always say, my country, tears of we, sweet land of bigotry of thee I sing. Land where my father's mother's sisters died, land of the pilgrim's false pride. From every mountainside will freedom, justice, all of the isms leave. Will freedom ever ring?
Amen. Pat Hartwell.
I wasn't going to speak, but people moved me to speak. I want to address Robert Marks. I'm proud that I brought it up day after day, month after month, and got him a trial because the Nazi salute is not acceptable in any place in the world. Except KPFT boardroom, evidently. And I need to take exception with what you said, sir. I do believe that Robert Mark and Mr. Crozier will still have a vote for the PNB. And until I'm proven wrong, that's the way it'll stand. And to the community, I want to encourage y'all to come. I know it's hard to sit through this third-grade meeting, but, you know, when people are removed that are grown people because they can't control themselves, it's very important. And it's also important to notice Miss Allen. She is the one that took me out of this room, that door, that night that Mr. Mark made that Nazi salute and started making excuses for him. Tonight, she's still continuing to make excuses for Mr. Mark. He will not take responsibility for his whole action. Mm. He finally did, after 3 or 4 months, he said, yeah, I did the salute. But he always has an excuse, and if he's not here, his number one surrogate is here. KPFT is racist, and if he can't see it, you need to put your white self down and look in other people's eyes. Because it's noticeably racist. It's noticeably racist with the programming, and it's noticeably racist with this board. And anybody that has half of an ounce of sense can see that.
Feel it.
And as white people, and I can speak for a white person, I think, every day we have to work on our racism. Every day. None of us are perfect to work on our, to be non-racist. We have to work on it, and in order to do that, we have to accept other people's notions and ideas. When we walk into a room where there are people of color, we have to give them the floor and listen to them. Just because we're white, we are not always right, even though we've been taught that since birth. We know that. It's been inbred into us. So until we start listening to people of color, and this is, I'm considering people from different countries, and we stop telling people of Japanese descent to go get their chopsticks and sit down and twiddle them. Until we stop saying to another woman that speaks with a heavy accent that's non-English, have you taken your hormones today? Because the fool can't understand her.
Your time is up.
Okay.
Okay, we are going back to the motion, which was made by P.K. McCary. Can you very succinctly restate your motion? And then we'll give Bill Crozier's opportunity to speak.
The motion is to remove Bill Crozier until he acts in good faith towards the sanctions that were made to him in his trials in November.
Bill, it's your opportunity to speak. You have 2 minutes.
Well, as I started to say earlier, I have contacted our HR attorney and said I didn't include you because this is a personnel issue. It doesn't involve the LSB. Sorry, I don't know if you want to know anything that's going on, but it's...
Won't you stand up so you can speak over the people who are talking in the audience?
Well, it is a personnel issue, and it's about, you know, me replacing Obadike. I'm the interim executive director. It doesn't involve the LSB, Ted. I'm sorry. And I did ask our attorney to look over the list that I asked him to... Actually, I asked Jeff Abrams, the same person you were talking about, to see if he can come up with a list of... Free pro bono or low cost people who can be arbitrators. He sent us that list. I sent it to our attorney. I asked our attorney to get with his attorney, and I haven't heard back yet, actually. So I hope they're working that out. And you're not going to like me to say this, but I have been busy on other stuff, and I hope we get to that. We've got some really, really serious financial problems in Pacifica, and we need to get to that. And that has to make a lot of
sense. So there are two people. I just want to remind you the rules are. You get 2 opportunities to speak. The maker of the motion was given up to 10 minutes, but after that, everybody gets 2 opportunities for 2 minutes. Okay, Adrian, well, Casey.
I actually am not speaking for or against. Can I move to amend the motion?
Yes.
Or clarify the motion?
Well, amend is appropriate, clarify is not.
Okay, well, amend for the purpose of clarification. I want to get the wording right. So the motion is to remove Bill Crozier from the LSB until...
He has shown good faith in responding to the sanctions that he is supposed to create.
Is there a more measurable way to say that?
I invite your help.
I would say until arbitration is completed.
Yeah,
I can agree with that.
All right, well, you're the secretary, so would you please, unless there is some objection to that is a
point of information.
When
you say remove, do you mean, you clearly this can't mean like remove as a delegate, but you're talking about removing from the room, because he already has his voting rights suspended for 4 more months or something.
Not allowed to attend LSB meetings.
Okay, so it's just his attendance, his right to attend LSB meetings. Thank you.
I will treat that as not allowed to speak, but he can stay in the room. He just can't. He will become a member of the community. Okay, Deb.
I have a memo from the PNB. This whole committee is a subcommittee of the PNB, and we have no more right to throw people off than the governance committee has to elect a new chair and have him be the chair. We are a subcommittee. We have no right to do that. And if we do, Pacifico can has the right to dismantle this board and hold elections. Please, use your good sense. We have definite authority to conduct business. We do not have the authority to remove an elected candidate or to nullify their vote, and that applies to both of them. The PNB will step in. You may not like it, but they are the boss in this case. They are the holders of the board that holds all our certificates, including that of KPFT.
Mr. Chair, I will not no longer sit here and be accused of being part of the bully crew when you just heard the bully crew using parliamentary procedures and R and R, the same things they accuse everybody of doing, they're masters at it, and I've witnessed it for the last 6 to 8 years. I will not stay here and not say to you, the public, and to you, that you brought a trial against this man 3 years ago and you had no problem with it. PNB didn't do anything. You have done everything that we did in these past 2 years, and in your hypocrisy, you run to the PNB because you have the majority. Then you have a problem with this local majority having, you're such hypocrites, that for you to know that it's not about love, because all of us have to love to be here all this time in all these committees. There's no question about love, but it's probably about distorting the truth and the feeding you information, and not all of it. Mr. Crozier has done a racist thing. We tried to address it. Mr. Crozier has fired people, hired people, willy-nilly. Yeah. He did not follow the procedures of firing. He followed it up and went to the kangaroo PNB and said, cover me on this, and they did because they have the majority. And when you have the majority, you get to interpret the rules. So you're hypocrites when the majority turns around and they interpret the rules. You're hypocrites. So that's the problem. If we just be fair and just be honest, when you had the majority 6 months ago, you had no problem with all the votes going your way.
You have 30 seconds.
Now the majority has flipped. It's illegal. This is Trumpism. This is Republicanism. This is conservatism. And you're on the wrong side if you believe this man, who has shown himself to be a progressive liberal in this community for 30 years, and turn around and do some of the most racist hiring and firing practices that's ever been known in the history of the book.
Your time is up. My comment about well done was only in reference to the fact that he stopped on time. I think this may
just
be on time. It's never happened before.
He might buy me dinner.
Okay, that was the speaker in favor of the motion. Is there another speaker against the motion?
I'd like to speak against the motion. We've had a bunch of people
here. My hand raised, sir.
Well, we're going pro-con, and you'll be next.
I can be con.
So I ask, is there another speaker against the motion? Are you speaking against the motion?
I'd like to speak to this, and it could very well be con. Okay? Can please? I would like to move that we suspend this whole discussion, because as Ms. Shapko pointed out, this motion from the PNB may very well have the authority to affect what we do here. Because in reading Article 7, Section 4 of the bylaws, the PNB does have the right under certain circumstances. It is not a blank check. The PNB can't just come in here and say, we're just going to change what you do or change what your abilities are. There's only two conditions that are listed in here, one of which that is found by the Board of Directors to be adverse to the mission or charitable business portions of the foundation, or two, to exceed the power and authority granted to be inconsistent with the bylaws. So in other words, we have to be within the mission statement, and if we're violating the bylaws, then if what they say is true in this statement, if their charges and allegations are correct, then we should absolutely obey it. But we know for a fact that, unfortunately, Bill Crozier and his friends at the PNB are using their majority to do things sometimes. So, even if it is the majority, if they're right, they're still right. Mm-hmm. And we still have to obey it. So I suggest that we examine the resolution and verify whether these charges are correct and whether we are in compliance with the bylaws or not. If their statements are correct, then I suggest we do look at the resolutions that they suggest and comply with all of which that are in accordance with the bylaws. If, however, it is not in accordance with the bylaws and we examine these things to see what they're trying to get us to do, I suggest that we file a report with the California Attorney General to show what the PNB is trying to do to this to, within this charitable 501c3 organization that they do not have a right to do.
I second.
It's not a motion.
It
will be.
It's a motion.
I move to suspend and take up this.
Is there a second?
So that we can then move on and decide, because we need to know, which are we going to do?
I thought, can
that's
I?
The longest motion I've ever heard. Okay, it's been moved and second to suspend this matter, and I would like, is this a majority vote or two-thirds? I don't remember.
I would ask since this, has everybody here, this was emailed to everybody, correct?
Right.
Has everybody had a chance to read the motion from the PNB?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
And I don't see any reason to say maybe take 6 minutes, six speakers, three for, three and against, to try to say, validate or rebut why the validity of this motion, and then take look at that, and then if we, however we decide, we should look at their mandates, consider the validity of the things that they're asking us to do. I would say about three speakers for and against, six speakers for each point, and go through it and just get it done, and act appropriately within the bylaws.
Jerry, do you have a question?
I was speaking to the previous motion.
This motion supersedes the previous motion, a motion to suspend.
Okay.
Right. So, what we are going
to do, okay.
What is your question?
Didn't Joseph, just not too long ago, cite the reference in which we are absolutely within our authority to have disciplinary actions against our own people? And does it say anywhere in the bylaw, or in the bylaws and in Robert's Rules of Order, that it's limited to specific things? Except for the fact that we need a two-thirds vote to eject someone from the LSB, and a two-thirds vote. Well, go ahead, Joseph.
The thing is that is kind of discussing it on the side. I think we should just address this directly.
Okay.
And just bring all the relevant points to the care so that we can vote on and decide what we're going to do. Because it is the majority of this board that needs to weigh the merits, and we should not be in any factions right now. We should look at the merits of what this says and look at the bylaws and decide how we're going to act.
Okay, well, there's a motion to suspend the previous matter and to receive information from the Attorney General of the State of California.
No, sir.
No, sir.
I knew I got that wrong.
Everybody here has read it. I've had a chance to go through it.
What
I
is
have
your
my
motion?
Criticisms.
We're suspending the business on the floor to go through this. Get a chance to vote on whether we see. Is this a valid?
There you go.
And is there a second?
Or not?
Is there a second?
Yeah,
all right. Okay. With Joseph, as the maker of the motion, would you like to speak in favor of your motion?
I have a point of information.
Yeah. Your name?
Can I just, since this is so complicated in terms of our rules and our bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order, can we all, during this discussion, make sure we cite the document we're using and read from it and give everyone who I hope is fully engaged in this discussion time to follow along in the appropriate document?
Very well.
Before you speak, I would like to point out that Bill Crozier either supported or at least acquiesced to a trial, and when the outcome was not to his satisfaction, then he went to the National Board and asked them to overturn and rule the fact that we had a trial as being illegal and inappropriate.
And point of order, same with Bob Mark.
So, Joseph, I'm going to let you speak.
Point of order, Joseph needs to speak to his motion.
I'm going to let Bill speak, and then Joseph, you've got 2 minutes, Bill.
The motion's not from me. I abstained on that motion. Bob also abstained on that. Well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Joseph. You have up to 10 minutes.
I would like to not make this personal about Bill Crozier. The man says an action of the PNB, and let's just treat it as an action of the PNB and respond as an LSB. First of all, when I look at this, my understanding is that the procedure we followed for the Rhonda Gardner issue, which was where it's making this accusation, we made a management decision. This is actually KPFT's personnel policies that required the LSB to come in and intervene at some point. Therefore, it was not the LSB intervening in the management of the station, but rather that the management policies asked the LSB to take part in it. Therefore, I find that section in the first paragraph, make management decisions outside the authority granted to it, bylaws creating unnecessary work and confusion. It is within our authority to act under the request of the management, and that was exactly the procedure that Robert Mark gave to us. Secondly, where it says, whereas the LSBs have no power to suspend or revoke the voting rights of their members. If you read Article 16 of the bylaws, it very clearly says, I'm not going to read this because as much as it's annoying to have to read these things, because it's very short. The rules contained in Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised as amended from time to time, shall govern the foundation in all cases where they are applicable and in which they are not inconsistent with these bylaws or any special rules of order which the foundation may adopt. There are, in fact, only two sections in the bylaws that address discipline, and they only address it in the situations for removal of a person from a PNB or removal as a delegate, which are in the relevant sections. Therefore, we go through the normal Robert's Rules procedures for all removal of voting rights or anything else. We can control discipline in this room. The notion that all the LSBs cannot contain have discipline in their own rooms, that these people out here have pointed out quite rightly, makes us look absurd, is ridiculous. Now the PNB says no board can have any discipline unless their majority is in the PNB. That's insane. So when I looked at these allegations, I see absolutely no basis for that. I've read Article 4, Section 7, which is the basis of where the PNB is coming at us and saying that they have to do this. And their one, is this within the mission of the station, mission of the foundation? Internal discipline of this board. We've seen people interrupt this room ridiculously and cause problems and act like children. Obviously, if we're going to conduct business as a foundation, we have to be able to have discipline in our room. So clearly, we are not in violation of the mission of KPFT. We're here to try to get some truth out, not allow chaos in these rooms to prevent people from working happening. The second was to exceed the power authority granted to the LSB or consistent with the bylaws, which I've already read you, Article 16, which makes Robert's Rules of Order and the disciplinary parts in it clear. Only in cases where we're going to reject somebody and actually remove them from the board do the bylaws specifically have it. And just in case they want to make the argument, I just specifically read over the cited section, Article 4 section in the bylaws for the removal of delegates, and it specifically does not limit. It only says in the cases of removal, you have to do it this way. Other than that, we are free to use any other disciplinary procedures as appropriate. Now, I preserve the rest of my time for if we're going to discuss after we consider whether this entire motion is legitimate. I do not think that it is legitimate at all.
You do not think?
I see no basis. There's no.
You're saying that not the, PNB, mission. The PNB motion is not legitimate as
it is not legitimate because the only authority they have to override an action of an LSB is Article 7, Section 4. And it stipulates that either A, it has to be against our mission, which again, how can internal discipline be a mission of the foundation? And two, if it's in violation of the bylaws. No, the bylaws clearly indicate that Robert's Rules of Order and the procedures that we use were proper, and only if we have removed them, which is the things they said, but we didn't do that. They didn't get removed.
Right.
So that's not even a point irrelevant to the case.
Okay. Is there another speaker on the motion?
Against.
Against the motion.
Or supporting the PNB motion.
That was against.
Which way is the motion?
Point of information, are we talking about Mr. Davis's motion?
I thought your motion was to suspend discussion of this matter. Is that what your motion was?
I apologize. I thought we already did that. I was taking up the argument of what I suggested, which is to consider the PNB's motion so that we'll know how to proceed correctly.
Correct.
Yes.
That's what I understand. But once a motion.
We'll take one.
Is right. It's time to vote. All of us to review these, have a back and forth discussion on the merits and the thing, and then vote by everybody's conscience here. Do we accept that they have legitimate reasons or not? If it's legitimate, we see that the majority of you see it's legitimate, we should accept their rulings.
Okay, so is there someone who wishes to speak in favor?
I have a question.
But I'm going to make it clear and then I'll give it to you all.
Okay.
Is there someone who wishes to speak in favor of the legitimacy of the PNB and their action to attempt to annul our trial and the results of said trials? Wallen.
I do not have a copy of what he's reading from. I think most of us probably don't.
It's in.
That's your copy. I think we should all have copies if we're going to
see
this.
We should all have copies of the bylaws. He's reading from the bylaws. We're on the board.
Motion adopted by the Pacifica National Board, December 7th, 2017.
Okay, so are there any other speakers on either side of this issue, Nick?
I do feel compelled to point out, looking at the bylaws, that the clause says that it's such action.
Where are you?
What section?
Section 7. I'm sorry. Article 7, Section 4, which I believe is the section that Mr. Davis was referencing. I do feel compelled to point out that it says that such action, resolution, or policy is found by the board of directors to be adverse to the mission. I interpret that to mean that the board of directors, meaning the PNB, is the finder of fact in this circumstance and not anybody else.
PK.
You're absolutely right, the finder of facts. They didn't go after facts. They only listened to one side. They never had anybody respond to it within the PNB. They silenced them instead of letting them speak to it. Here's one. And they should have had somebody from the LSB to speak to it. They only had one side, just like they only had one side, Nick, of when Obadike was fired. Something that was done even without them as well as without us. But they come back in and they support whatever it is that he does. And that is what we're trying to get board members to do. Our role is checks and balances. How can we abscond for our duties when something lacks integrity, lacks fairness, is illegal? I don't care if they are the PNB majority. They are wrong. Wrong, Nick. Who's going to stand for right? You think that we're doing this because we want to get after Bill? This isn't about Bill. This is about this foundation and this board. And this man has been a poor executive director. He has lied. And I also know that he's told somebody on this board that no matter what happens, he's not bringing Obadike back. So there's no fairness. No fairness. And I'm sorry, Jerry, Wally, Nick, Venetia, Cliff.
Don't be in that, please.
Yeah, I am. Because you want to create an equal, we're just not getting along. We just disagree. No, there is wrong being done.
No, your opinion. Okay,
Jerry, you're out of order.
Listen, she attacked me.
It wasn't an attack, Jerry.
Your opinion.
It's not an attack.
Jerry, you'll have the floor.
All right, well, I'll respond to that. I'm sorry.
When it's your turn.
That's it.
Wait, so sensitive, so sensitive to the fact that people like Adriana and Nancy and other people have been treated so abominably.
Okay.
I wasn't attacking you. I'm addressing the fact that you see things differently. Obviously.
We certainly do. Okay, let me address that.
Okay, you have 2 minutes and we're talking
about... Let me address that. Just because someone says that other people are racist, for that matter, are wrong, does not mean she's not the sole trier of fact. When she says that I'm wrong or says what the facts are of what my beliefs are and what I've stated, that's not fair, and I'm not going to put up with it. I'm sorry. I have been fair, and it's ridiculous, PK. Quit. I mean, seriously. You need to get off your high horse as being so objective, so fair, so peacemaking. Really, seriously, laugh. I'm sorry. You're not the only one who has an opinion about right and wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. BJ, you're out of order.
I'm sorry,
Jerry, stop the dialogue.
I'm out of here, folks. Yeah. I'm resigning from the board. That's it. I'm resigning from the board. That's it. No, seriously. I'm resigning from the board because I'm just resigning. I'm through with this because if I can't work with somebody like PK, frankly.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
What?
I'd like to speak against the motion, against the campaign.
Okay.
That's not true, Jerry.
Huh?
That is not true.
Joseph? Well, it is true. She didn't need to attack me. Jerry. There's no basis for that. I've explained to her and I've talked to her.
Jerry. That's it.
I can resign, so I'm not, that's it. I can resign. I've got the
absolute
right.
Okay,
fine.
Okay.
Casey would like to speak against the motion.
So I was the chair at both of the trials, and so I think it's my duty to speak to our process. I'm not familiar with the bylaws, the standing rules, Robert's Rule of Order. I was before, and I was chosen to be chair, and so I did my due diligence and researched the process and the rules of our organization. Joseph is right in his quoting of the bylaws, Article 16 about parliamentary procedure, and that Robert's Rules of Order covers this. And in Robert's Rules of Order, Chapter 20, which I've basically memorized at this point, people, because I've read it so much, is page 668 on mine. It's Chapter 20, squiggly sign 63, line 4. The usual possible penalties for an officer are censure or removal from office. Censure, this is my words, being you can't vote, you can't speak, things like that. That's censuring. Although in special circumstances, others may be appropriate to repay treasury funds, blah, blah, blah. That's in parentheses. Next sentence.
Point of information, could you reread that, please?
Yes. The usual possible, I'll read the whole paragraph so you don't feel like I'm leaving things out. The usual possible penalties for an officer are censure or removal from office, although in special circumstances others may be appropriate. For example, to repay into the society's treasury funds that the officer has been found guilty of misappropriating, perhaps with an added fine. That's not relevant, but... for all of these, including removal from office, a majority vote is required. Penalties appropriate in disciplinary proceedings against members are discussed on pages 43. For expulsion, a two-thirds vote is required. Our trial, our verdict, our penalty was not expulsion. Our penalty was to take away voting rights. I emailed all of you with the results, the vote counts, and the penalties that we voted on in those meetings. At the first trial, which was Bill Crozier's trial, Bill, Robert Mark, and Rhonda were all present at that trial, participated, voted, debated motions. Now they're saying that we shouldn't have done it. At the second trial, Bill and Robert Mark were present. They participated, they tried to vote, although they weren't allowed to because it was Robert Mark's trial and Bill had lost those rights, and they all were able to have a voice in the trial. They participated, and now they're telling us that we couldn't have done it. It doesn't make any sense. Read the rules.
Adriana, 2 minutes.
We should be clear what we are doing, right? It was very clear that the PNB Act for rumors or a partial, you know, was no minutes. We are no audios of what we did. Mm-hmm. He said it was an open meeting of the PNB, and you heard me, not only me, other directors asking. You cannot censor, and you cannot say that something, if you don't give the LSB the option to speak and say what we did. Obviously, this was decided first, but it's not the first time. No. What Joseph presents is how we take a motion that is totally out of context. We see how legal and how by law, how to do with the bylaws. And I want to go, and I sent this to all of you before, and the public should check it because this is public record. I have the page 10, the copy of page 10 of the transcript of one of the hearings that the Pacifica Foundation is having. That was October 27th. They are trying to force the bylaw amendments, right? And then my lawyer asked about this bylaw amendment. And the judge of the tribe answered, because they think that I'm stupid. I think that's pretty obvious. This is the judge. She's talking about what is Pacifica, the majority bill, and some of them are trying to do with the bylaw amendments, trying to force things because they have the votes. This is the answer of a judge. It's not what I said. It's the judge in the trial. Why? This is public. This is public record. If the judge that just touched a little bit of what we are doing made this conclusion, what do you think that we are doing? We keep without the board decision, we keep going there and wasting money without the PNB, even when they have the votes. They didn't take the time to use the vote to authorize to go and, you know, appeal a decision of the judge that is already showing you what she thinks. You know what they are doing? It because they are doing it with the Pacifica money. They are not doing it with their own money. And then we talk, oh, we are in such a difficult situation. If you were in such a difficult situation, why we are wasting our money? Why? In some unwise way, the way that he and me, in our own LSB open meetings, that he made a mistake when we fire people without taking the time to use the proper procedures, open the foundation to liability. That is my point here. What else do we need? Some of you, I agree. I mean, we are old-fashioned, we have ideas. I don't think that most of us are evil people. I think that most of us have different ideas of what we are, but we are a governance body. And okay, the bylaws authorize us to do what we did.
Your time is up. As I've stated, each person has an opportunity to speak 2 times for 2 minutes, and I've not been keeping track, so you're on the honor system. And I'm going to let Bill, I'm sure that this is at least your second opportunity to speak. And then Adrian, and you both have 2 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll try to be brief, but, you know, Adriana was bringing all this stuff that is totally irrelevant to the motion, and she just puts out all this one-sided stuff out of context. It's extremely misleading. I mean, I'll just try to say make quietly. It's very misleading. You know, that case that's irrelevant to this, that she was citing one page from the judge's decision, it's about whether you're going to uphold the bylaws or not. A totally different section of the bylaws than what this is, this motion. And yes, the we're challenging that because the bylaws need to be upheld. It's about the whether you can have the bylaws prohibit a person holding an appointed position from serving. Okay. And it says it's pretty clear. And the judge, frankly, didn't interpret it right. I'll just put it right. I can say more. You should read the other side and not just what Adrienne is saying. She's constantly maligning me and other people, working really hard for Pacifica, and she's a twist the truth and all this kind of stuff. She is one of the main disruptors of the PNB, and she's one of the main reasons why, and the chair is very patient, after two disruptions from her, and two warnings, or rather, and sometimes more than that, disruptions, he will warn her, and then he will mute her microphone if she continues to disrupt. If she was in here, she'd be thrown out of the room, and other people would be thrown out of the room, because disrupting to the point where you can't hear anything, talking over people, talking without out of order, not being recognized, this kind of stuff. Well, I object to the personal attacks, and she gets away with all this stuff, and I just feel like that somebody needs to respond to this.
Mr. Chair.
Are you done?
I'll stop.
Okay. I'm going to give as much latitude as possible. I concur with your sentiments, but I'm not going to rule your point of order as being in order. Okay. I hope you will stay to the point at hand, and you have 2 minutes.